chilling on a dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console.
Hey, this is All Over the Road with Pirate and Chewbacca. This is show number 30, recorded on June 25th, 2024. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, we are finally here to the big 3-0. We have finally hit middle age.
Oh, right. Right. It's hard to believe it's been 30 shows. I tried to look up earlier on my phone when our first show was done, but the browser wasn't working exactly. But we'll have to look that up afterwards, man. But that's crazy, dude. 30 shows?
Yeah, yeah. A quick shout out to all of the loyal listeners of the All Over the Road with Pirate and Chewy podcast.
Yeah. Well, we'd probably be up to show 40 right now if somebody was a little more consistent. Bust your chops here a little bit there, buddy.
Well, you know, I do what I can. I'm a busy man.
Yeah, man. But no, that's awesome, man. It's crazy that we've done that many shows. And
well,
in the short time, it's evolved, hasn't it?
Yeah, and what I do like about the gaps in time, it like makes it even better when we do get together and work on the show.
Well, the shows are definitely longer because we got more to talk about. Yep, so it's all more of the interaction.
We're all lathered up and backed up.
Yeah, I mean, we even got a topic today that all we did was bring up the topic. We have no show notes. So that's going to be kind of like our
Improv.
Isn't that more of like when you're on time or something? Or no?
Oh, impromptu is when you just kind of throw it out there.
Yeah, you just kind of throw it. But no, the show has evolved, because remember when we first started, I was like, yeah, we can do it on my laptop, and I got this free software, and I got the mixers for the XLR, and you already had a Shure mic, and I did.
Yeah.
And it just, things were just not quite there yet.
Well, you know? And the one thing the listeners don't realize is me and Chewbacca here, we practiced on my back porch with some Miller lights and Coors lights for many, many weeks, like doing these, make-believe shows.
In a way, but that's just the nature of you and I are able to talk about everything and anything forever. And I mean, we have to cut ourselves off sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really wish that we, at those days, would have had like just a tape recorder going in the background, because those were like some good topics.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, even I was just saying, I got to put a proposition out to you. We haven't done that in a while. Just me come over and sit on your back porch after in the evening, on the weekend or anything. So we need to do that, because we're not sure about a 4th of July celebration, which is fine. Not trying to like push you into it, but maybe if it's of a low key thing, we might be able to pull something off. But
look
what has changed on the show. You went out and bought yourself a good microphone. I went out and bought myself a good microphone. And then this mixer board, man, boy, talk about for me, because trying to run the laptop and the software and record and do the show at the same time and all that, man, I felt like the Wizard of Oz over here, man. I was just like, well, you know,
this is good quality what we have here. And for what we're doing, it's a no brainer, because you could sit there, look at the levels, look at the equalizer. You got your little sample pads.
Yeah.
You
know? I mean, oh yeah. Even like exactly. Just, you know, even just having the, it's stupid, but it's fun, because I can change these sound clips out now, you know, and then we implement the show. Whereas before, I would have to do all this in post. I'd have to go grab the sample, drag it to about the area where we were. So, man, this board, and it's a Tascam Mixcast 4, by the way, if everyone's noticed, I'm wondering, what are they using? So this board in itself cut out 90% of my editing, dude. I was putting in a lot of work at first before we switched to this thing.
Yeah, matter of fact, folks, a lot of times we cut the show and we stop for a second. You guys don't even know.
Oh yeah, you don't even know. But that's how seamless it is. But the microphones have helped. You still got to work on your headphones. I don't know if that's making a difference or not. Are you hearing okay? Because that's the thing. Sometimes you don't hear your voice and you get too close.
The problem is these are not noise canceling,
These are Sony Studios.
These are not studios. These are just like,
okay,
like listening to an iPod type,
just like vanilla
headphones. They're not the best, and well, I probably need to get a little.
Plus, I had to jerry rig your mute button there.
You got zip tie galore over here.
but
that's all right. No one knows that, and I'm also running off of a mini jack, which I don't like that because that's not good.
Oh yeah, because it's the you think it's the converter thing,
impedance, and all that.
Yeah, okay. You'd rather have the 3/4 inch because, and then that's more metal, that's more contact, that's better energy flow.
I think you should never go from reduced to
Well, remember we ran into a lot of my problems on the laptop when we were doing that because that's all my old mixer can do for a hookup. Oh my god, that sounded. I mean,
the sound was terrible.
Yeah, it was
terrible.
Now I think we sound pretty professional.
Yeah, except for I have like a lousy voice sometimes.
Well,
so.
Well, because we've adjusted your levels again.
Yeah,
now you're coming in Lima Charlie, as they say.
I am loud and clear,
in
folks.
The Marines, but yeah, man, 30 shows, man.
Yeah, man. High five for that, man.
Yeah, man.
High five.
And speaking of some celebrations, did you catch the Lord Stanley Cup Finals last night? Game 7, man.
No, I was actually working on show prep.
Oh, you were. Okay. Well, just to fill y'all in, the Florida Panthers are the Stanley Cup champions.
They beat
the Edmonton Oilers in a nail-biting 2-1 win. And what made the Stanley Cup very unique is Florida got ahead on Edmonton in 3 games. They was up 3-0. They went into Game 4, 3-0. Had Florida just won one more game,
they had it.
It would have been over with.
Yeah.
But the Oilers said, oh, hell no.
We're going to win one.
Oilers came back and won the next 3 because it was do or die for them. So basically, the second half of the best of game 7 games, Edmonton was fighting for their life every game, and like game 4, they beat Florida 8-2. I was like, holy shit, man. Have you just played like this the whole time? You can win the cup. And then last night, it all came down to a 2-1, one goal. Think about these guys. Your entire season is
one goal,
2-1, man. So,
well, and that happened a lot with our Tampa Bay Lightning in some of the Stanley Cup.
Oh, there. Yeah. No, our first Stanley Cup appearance, we went to game 7. It wasn't they dominated us. It was back and forth. And that was just as nail-biting as well. So I'm sure the Oilers and the Panther fans were cringing this entire series, and especially last night's game, because I didn't have a stake in this. I just wanted to watch it. I went to my ice hockey place where I skate, and the bar was packed, dude. I couldn't believe it, because what happened, you know, these guys play league hockey, and then they shower and change, and they all come inside the bar to watch the Stanley Cup, and then I went to go take a piss. Dude, there was like 50 hockey bags all laying around in the lobby. I was like, whoa, I've never seen this before. And these are just you and I guys. Just league guys. But no, I guess that's the thing. I got to know the bartenders there. And they're like, hey, man, why don't you come out tonight and watch game 7 here? You know, it'll be pretty fun. It'll be packed here. I was like, really? On a Monday night? He goes, oh, you'll see.
Mm.
And it was. But
that's cool. I mean, at least those guys are involved in their sport and they're watching the grand playoff and the grand cup.
Yeah, and being players themselves, they see the game
a
little
differently. They identify with it and all that. Well, that's good. I mean, hell. Well, congratulations to a Florida team and an American team, because if we would have let the Canadians win, you know.
That's what I heard. It's like, yeah, we can't have the Canadians win the Stanley Cup, even though it was their sport, kind of.
We hijacked it big time.
Yeah, cool.
This day in history, June 25th, 2024, y'all. Here we go. In 1950, the Korean War began. And North Korea had unleashed an attack southward across the 38th parallel,
mm-hmm.
after which the UN Security Council passed a resolution calling on all members of the UN to assist with South Korea.
Oh boy, file that under not our fucking problem.
Yeah.
Yep. So see, even
back then they were still doing that type of shit.
Yep. Okay, people were corrupt then, they're corrupt now.
Yeah. And look, North Korea was still screwing around.
And we are technically still at war.
75 years later, North Korea still being a pain in someone's ass.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we're technically still at war with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a ceasefire. It's not an end of war.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of threats from them all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The 38th parallel, man. It's crazy. But you know, Donald J. Trump was our first president to actually cross the line and shake the hands of the northern leader, which no president had ever done before. They'd gone a 38th parallel and got some binoculars and looked at it from a distance. So
he went to visit Rocket Man.
Well, he went to visit Rocket Man. And you know what? Rocket Man chilled out for a bit.
I think him and Rocket Man struck it out pretty good.
I think they did. But now look what's happening with Rocket Man. He's back to being Rocket Man.
And the only other person would be the basketball player that wore girls' clothes.
Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman. Oh, they're buddies, man.
Oh, yeah, they hang out, man.
Yeah, heck yeah, they hang out, man. That's his boy, man.
They high five, man.
Maybe they have some sexy time together, they too. Who
probably
knows?
Probably trade girl clothes together.
I say, not even with girls, just amongst themselves.
they probably wear skirts and pants and all that stuff together.
You think they dress up?
They cross-dress together.
Oh, so they kind of do a little Madonna, I'm going to dress up in my love.
I think they, I'm going to dress you up for my love. Yeah. That's funny. All right, 2009. Michael Jackson, American singer, the king of pop, had died on this date.
I remember that.
Age 50.
Sad day, man. Sad day for me. That was you know what it was? It was my childhood, man. And I know there was allegations of them with the kids.
There's a lot of allegations.
There is. But you know what? I'm going to die on the cross on this. They weren't actually ever proven either. It became a cult thing. It became a belief thing. Either you believed it or you didn't. And I'm going to say he probably did. But since we've never actually gotten the proof of it, pictures, audio tapes, nothing, you know. It's sad. You know what it is? When I say my childhood, I loved Michael Jackson as the entertainer. I didn't know him as a man. I didn't hang out with him. I didn't go to bed with him like the other weird kids did. But you know what? The parents allowed that, though, too, man. Here's the thing.
Yeah, it's kind of goofy.
Right, yeah. Everyone got on Michael Jackson's case for sleeping with kids, as people should.
Right.
However, the kids just didn't show up and, hey, can I have a sleepover? No, the parents agreed, showed up to that Neverland house he had, which was like basically a carnival
home. It was Walt Disney World wannabe.
Right. And they allowed this to happen, too.
They allowed it all. I mean, who would let their... I mean, I guess they thought, well, he's a 14-year-old boy. He's okay with Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could probably go, dum, 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 dum.
Yeah, I'm probably, I'm saying. And then things happen. Yeah, and then.
Not a good idea, folks. Well, the thing is he was also addicted to, like, pain sedatives and
couldn't sleep,
propanol.
Yeah, and he was a mess, dude.
And he had a doctor that he was good friends with, and he said, man, I need this, I need that, I need this, mix it up.
Yep.
They made a cocktail. They used to make these medicine cocktails for his ass.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? I've seen some stuff about the later after he passed, and there's suspicion that the sleeping drug that Michael Jackson was given by his doctor.
Right.
Physically put him to sleep, but his brain never went to sleep.
Oh, no.
So he never got to dream. He didn't go into REM sleep, which is basically rebooting your brain. And they said after 12, 14 hours of being asleep, he would wake up still tired because he said he was up, even though he couldn't move his body because his body was in a sleep state, his mind was still on.
Oh, no.
So he was almost
not good.
Right. So he was almost in a way kind of trapped in his own brain, you know, so he never really got that true sleep. And I think between the drugs and the lack of sleep, his lifestyle caught up to him, man.
Oh, yeah. Man, and 50 years old is young.
Yeah. And he was in great shape, man. He was never fat. He was a great dancer. I mean, the guy was skinny.
Oh, the boy can boogie, dancer. Man.
He can boogie. Right. And he was just, you know what, dude? He was just Americana, man. And you know what? Love him or hate him, call him a child molester or not, he entertained the fuck out of this country in the late 70s. In the 70s 80s. And the 80s. Well, he made it big on his own in the 80s. However, the Jackson 5 came from the 70s, which kind of put him in the spotlight already. You know, and it just... Michael Jackson is just awesome to me, man. And that's just who I saw him as the entertainer.
Oh, man, he was a good... I mean, he's not my favorite.
He's not my favorite either. No. It's just the admiration of thank you for making the 80s so awesome, man. You couldn't change the radio station without hearing Michael Jackson. Or, hey, when you and I were kids, what did we do? We watched MTV. You know a Michael Jackson video got thrown in there. And it was funny. You'd go from Motley Crue to Michael Jackson.
Oh, Beat It would come on.
Beat It.
Or the Thriller. I remember when Thriller came out.
Yeah.
The world premiere of Thriller.
Oh, remember that?
On dude? MTV.
Well, the big deal that it was a 15-minute video.
Oh, yeah.
And they spent $1.5 million, which was unheard of.
Remember all them zombie actors that those guys were really good.
Well, the makeup was good, dude. If you watch Thriller now, the makeup for the zombies, and they were dancers. So, man, they were freaking doing all those games. Yeah.
And then at the end, they had, what's his name?
Vincent Price.
Vincent Price with his cool cameo voice on there.
Darkness goes across the land. Midnight hours close at hand.
Yeah, it's good people you know all that.
People steer in search of blood to terrorize y'all neighborhood.
You sound just like it, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, anyways, let's move on to
rest in peace, man.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Let's move on to the next iconic person that passed away on this date.
Oh, yeah, we got another one.
Another 80s icon. 2009, American actress Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, yeah.
Iconic for her famous pinup poster. I had one. Yeah, I had one.
In the red one-piece suit.
I had one.
What a babe, dude. She, you know what? She's Americana too, man. Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, superstar in the Charlie's Angels, and she died of cancer at age 62.
Yeah, man, that's young, dude.
Yeah.
God, it's young. God, just again, another just person in entertainment that we grew up with.
Yep.
We couldn't help hearing about her. Even if you weren't into her, it didn't matter. You knew who Farrah Fawcett was in the 70s and the 80s, man.
Oh, I liked the Charlie's Angels show.
Oh, we watched it.
Absolutely. I remember the little box they had on the desk that would give them the instructions for the crime story or what have you.
Yeah, what was his name? I forgot.
Bosley or something like that.
No, Bosley was the dude that you saw.
Oh, okay, there was another guy. I can't remember.
Maybe that was Charles.
That was Charlie. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, but yeah,
and
man.
And Bosley was the handler.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would get in their cars and take off and look for these, like, crime
people. And they'd go karate chop people and shit.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty bad. And they'd wear, like, Daisy Duke shorts the whole time.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah,
that was in style back in the days.
They were in California, so, you know, you had to have them in bikinis, too, man. That's cool, man. Yeah, great show, man. I enjoyed Charlie's Angels back in the day, man. I haven't seen it in a long time, though.
I seen the one with the up-to-dated one from the 2000s.
Was that any good?
Yeah, you ought to check it out. It has Cameron Diaz in it.
Those are the movies.
Yeah, the movies.
I've never seen them. They're good?
Yeah, they're all right. I watched them. I liked them.
That is funny. I got nothing against Cameron Diaz.
They have like maybe 10 or 15% cheese in them, but they're okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, I do need to bump that at the top of my list because the one actress I love in the Charlie's Angels movies is Lucy Liu.
Oh yeah, she's in it too. Yeah,
She is a beautiful Chinese American lady, dude. She just something about her. God, I ain't seen her in a while on the TV. She still looks the same, man. She's Ching. She ain't gonna age.
No. She still ages well.
She's still cute as a button, man.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, let's move on here. 1876. George Armstrong Custer. He made his last stand with the 7th Cavalry at the Battle of the Little Bighorn.
Yeah, he made his last stand, all right, idiot.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, don't mess with the engines, man.
They had superior firepower. They did. They had breech-loading rifles.
They had
with bullets.
Yeah, they had a lot of Henry rifles.
Custer was still using basically muskets.
Muskets, and they had the Henry rifles that you just throw the bullets in the side and get rolling. They had those chest bands with all the bullets in them.
Oh, yeah.
I remember seeing pictures of it. And they also had them axes that they scalped your head. Man. They scalped all them guys, dude.
Engines kicked ass, man.
Oh, yeah, they didn't play around.
No.
So let's move here to born on this day for June 25th. This would be your birthday. Today is your birthday. 1961, Ricky Gervais, British comedian.
Funny guy. Very funny guy.
Yeah, I think
I like Ricky.
I think he was in The Office. Plus, I've seen a couple of his shows.
Did the original British version of The Office, which I haven't seen. I have it in my queue list. I did watch the American version of The Office, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's done a lot of other things, too, man. He's a funny dude.
Yep, yep. 1903, George Orwell, English novelist.
Yes, we know who he is. 1984.
He wrote the 1984 and some other animal stuff. 1956, Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the American chef, author, TV personality. He also died on June 8th, 2018.
Yeah, rest in peace. Yep. Committed suicide.
Mm-hmm. 1954, Sonia Sotomayor, Justice of the Supreme Court, first Hispanic and third woman to serve in the Supreme Court.
Okay.
And 1870, Robert Erskine Childers, Irish writer and nationalist. He supported the Republican causes in the first Irish Civil War and the Irish Free State.
Mm-hmm.
When they had, were going through all that stuff in the early 20s of the
right.
Irish Civil War.
Yeah.
So that is this day in history. Thank you very much.
Preview here. The Biden-Trump debate is on Thursday on all the major networks. And I'm not sure what time.
8 p.m. it says on Thursday night.
8 p.m. Okay. Yeah.
So today is, this is Wednesday. Tuesday, folks. So if you are listening to this and Chewbacca gets it edited before then.
Yeah, you might get a day or two. roughly 48 hours. Well, but it doesn't matter. But, I mean, are you planning on watching it?
Well, the big to-do is probably a little bit of it. But I might listen to a couple radio shows the next day that comment on it.
Well, we have one. Well, of course, get the highlights.
I mean, here's the big to-do. I just want to see the dumb fuckery of it. And I want to see the comments that Trump might say. And I want to see Biden with his stare into the camera.
Well, the dumb fuckery of it is already what's turning me off, man. I'm already cringing thinking about it, man, because it's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be dumb fuckery.
It is, dude. And you know what? If you need to watch this debate to make a decision on who you're gonna vote for,
right.
You really are in trouble.
Right.
Are you sure we're talking about the same people?
I'm actually not going to watch it. I'm going to get the highlights the next day.
Like you said, on a radio show or something.
Right. Well, I'm going to get it through podcasts, just like our show, because we're definitely going to opine on it the next show. Okay.
I will.
I can't watch it because it's going to make me cringe.
I can handle it.
I don't need my mind made up, because the next day it's going to be all about the zingers. And that's fine. That's what I want to see. I don't want to sit through an hour and a half, whatever it is, because my opinion of this, since he agreed to do it on CNN, so CNN's hosting this.
Oh boy.
Okay. So, but it's still going to be on all the networks because they have to share.
Who are the moderators?
Jake Tapper, who's already gone after Trump a bunch of times and actually said some defamating things that he could get sued over. And I think, I don't know the other lady's name, but they're both CNN folks. And him agreeing to these rules, I don't know if it's going to work for him against them. The rules being that only the microphone's on to the person who's talking. You get 90 seconds to respond, you know, from a question. You get 30 seconds for a rebuttal. And I don't know, man. It just seems like no crowds.
Oh, that ain't no good.
Nobody's in the crowd. So, and then Joe requested that they sit down. You know, he is an 81-year-old guy, and that's fine. I'm not going to pick on him for that. But it's just, again, man, it's I don't need to make my mind up. My mind is made up, you know?
Me too. My mind's been made up about 4 or 5 years ago.
Right. I mean, are you going to, like, watch it more for the clown show side of things? I think I can understand why that would be funny.
Yeah, for me, I like to see that. I like circuses, so.
Right. Well, that's exactly what this is, man. I mean, you might as well just.
I wish you had that in the little sound pad.
Yeah, we could do that, the circus song.
There you go, right now.
I'm making a note right now.
I wish we had like a way to play bumper music in the background, like real low volume while we're doing segments. That would be like really cool to play circus music while we're talking about this.
Well, I tell you what, through the power of editing,
we can do that.
This song will be played very low during this segment, and it's just going to be on a loop. So just prepare. You're going to hear in the background. Yeah, because that's what that's what this is, man. So
yeah, we are in a circus right now, folks.
We can do that. So let me put more show notes here. So circus music, because yeah, I'm the producer, I'm the editor, I'm the webmaster, so I can handle all this stuff.
And,
here, man.
And here's one thing that I was reading that these folks are trying to talk about and push real quick is they want to talk about Biden's immigration.
Yeah.
How Biden.
What about it?
Well, he created this new rule now, this new law.
Too little, too late.
Yeah.
It is. It's too little, too late.
Yeah. He's trying to do these last minute jabs to say, look, I'm for the immigration.
And you know why? Because the rest of the media is still worried about the word salad. Like they cannot stand the word illegal immigrant. This.
Who cares?
That's what I'm saying.
This is English, first of all. Speak English.
It's not even English. It's not even about English. It's about it is what it is. It's exactly what it is. These people's first act is breaking the law coming into this country illegally.
There are laws on the books, and that's what they're meant to be there for.
On MSNBC the other day, Michael Steele got corrected for using that term, says we don't use that around here. We call him undocumented worker, and he corrected himself. He goes, oh, I'm sorry about that. That's right. We call him. And see, so they're not focused on the actual problem. They want to focus on the semantics, the words. And that again, is another tactic to not talk, really just talk about the subject that millions of people have now snuck into this country. And now we find out that there are women getting raped.
Yep.
We found out women are getting murdered.
Yep.
We find out these people are beating up cops. We found out that they're robbing places. And then these
organized crime, organized drugs,
gangs, all that stuff. And yet these sanctuary cities like New York City and Chicago and Denver are now getting overwhelmed by this because they don't want to go against their own policy that, hey, this whole we open our homes to them is now costing the taxpayers a shitload of money. And the taxpayers are also noticing that crime is a problem. But
so it's backfiring on them is what it is. And they got a little bit more than what they asked for.
Right. It is backfiring on
them. And to them, that's why there's circus music going on right now in our ears right now.
Right. And the thing is that they're deniers of the truth, because when the border started becoming a problem, they were just like, oh, just let them in. It's not a big deal.
Yes, it is a big deal.
We can take care of them. But that's the thing. This wasn't happening in their backyard. As soon as Texas and Florida started shipping these people over to them, they started getting pissed off about it because now the numbers are overwhelming. But here's the other part of it, the hypocritical part, because Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis took a lot of shit for that. Like, oh, it's a political stunt, blah, blah, blah. This federal government was doing the same thing.
Yes, they were.
They were flying immigrants into Miami and into other places of the country. Why is it okay for the federal government to do it? Because they're in charge of immigration? Is that what's supposed to make it right? Because they're in charge of immigration? But now these cities have gotten a taste of that immigration that they said is not a problem. And now the locals are pissed off about it. And you know what? I can't help but laughing about it, because these locals who are pissed off about it, they voted for this. They voted for these progressive leftist policies to be a sanctuary city. Careful what you ask for. You may just get it. And these places are now overwhelmed with a lot of bad actors out there that they'll also deny. So it's just spin, 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 spin. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure the board will get brought up in this debate. But how does Biden defend it? Is Biden even capable of defending it? Does he have the cognitive brain power to be able to defend it?
What do you say? No, he doesn't. And, you know, the problem is they're using this so-called undocumented worker, you know, surge of people coming to this country to their advantage, because they know they're going to illegally
buy votes.
They're going to buy their votes.
A lot of these liberal cities allow them to vote in the local elections. They are not allowed to vote in the federal election. But you know what? I'm sure they'll find a way to weasel themselves into that, too.
There is going to be some, ballot harvesting.
Right.
Corruption of the counting of the ballots. There's going to be a lot of what ifs that can happen during this.
shady stuff. Shady stuff. Shady voting.
There are going to be tainted election workers that were paid to like stuff ballots in a trash can.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this happened last time.
All this stuff. Remember, we're playing circus music in the background. All this shit is stuff that you would not think it's going to happen in the United States.
Well, it happened.
But
in
we have some cruddy people in this country.
And who's that Indian guy who's always a conservative guy? I forgot his name. He did a documentary on the whole ballot stuffing thing, man.
All that shocking. I forgot his name. But yeah, he's on CNN, right? Farrakis, what is it? For
I don't know if he's on CNN. He's an independent guy.
360, what's his name? For
Anderson Cooper 360?
What is his name? Anyways.
Either way, he's an Indian American guy, and he did a documentary on the ballot stuffing, man. It was pretty eye-opening, but, you know, you bring that up to one of our friends on the left, and it totally goes into denial, or they say it doesn't affect anything, yet... According to this last election, Joe Biden is the most popular president of all time as far as getting votes. So.
Yeah. I mean, here's another thing they might talk about. How about they're going to talk about what the hell are they going to do with this Ukraine and Israel war?
They don't want to do anything about it because the Republicans and the Democrats are both in on it.
Yeah,
to me, it doesn't matter.
Well, to me, I think I need an explanation of why we are spending so much money.
Now, there's indicator I heard that Trump said that if he becomes president, he's going to demand some kind of peace talks to end this because it's ridiculous. Right now, nobody's, it's kind of a stalemate. You know, it's kind of a back and forth thing. And, you know, there was an attack on some beachgoers, you know, that we'll talk about later in another part of the show. But because we got another section for that. But it just, I don't know, man. I don't need to watch this debate. My mind is made up. And I can't even watch the clown side of it because what's sad to me is it's real. It's kind of like that show in Practical Jokers. You ever watch that show?
Yeah, I watched it.
That show is always cringe. Why? Because what's happening is real. Well, what's happening in politics and the economy and the world stage and all this stuff. This is all real, man. And you know, we talk about the woke and we pick on them, but we need, like the old term, you need to wake up that the uniparty is a real thing. It doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat anymore. These are some evil people that want to control and take over and subvert freedoms and subvert liberties. And this election is very important when it comes to that. And if you don't think it is, then sit this one out and see what happens. Because mark my words, Pirate, regardless of who wins this election, Joe Biden or Trump, there is going to be violence.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are going to be pissed off.
People will be fed up.
Because if Trump wins, a lot of these free things that they were getting and soft on crime issues are going to go away very fast. So might as well retaliate now while we can in between presidents, right?
Well, you know, taxpayers are tired of being nicked for everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the United States. You need to earn yourself here.
Right.
Nothing is entitled to you here.
Well, stop giving out free shit to able-bodied workers is all it comes down to. Yeah, and we have too much of that. We have too many people who are irresponsible. They live off of mommy and daddy.
Yes.
They live off of grandma and grandpa. I mean.
Well, the other thing is, let's stop having a drug problem in this country.
Well,
what are we going to do about that?
Well, that's a whole lot of subject in itself. That's another reason why
there's a lot of people unemployed.
Well, I'm saying, has this war on drugs made any difference for the positive?
Hasn't.
And yeah, I'm just saying that could be in its own section. So let's not tangent off away.
Well, this is,
we're really talking about the.
Well, that could be a subject here of the debate. They should say, what are you going to do about this lingering fentanyl problem and crack problem? And
Well, here's the thing. I don't think that Joe Biden can answer those questions.
No,
you know they're going to pump him full of stimulants.
He's going to be five coffees in when he goes to this one.
You know the questions are going to be geared to make him look good, regardless of what he says, and make Trump look bad. But the thing is his own answer is what's going to make him look bad, because he won't be able to coherently get through a sentence.
No, he'll
and it's going to be embarrassing.
He'll throw a couple oddball vocabulary words in there.
The rumor on the fire camp that if Biden doesn't do too well in this debate, that they're going to replace him at the DNC, which is just going to shock the party, man.
That's going to be a first and shock everybody.
It's going to turn things upside down.
I mean, who could they put in?
Oh, Gavin Newsom, easily.
Yeah.
Maybe Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
I tell you,
they could bring Hillary out.
They brought Hillary. And
Hillary would love to put the boxing gloves back
on. And I said, as far as popularity goes, I can honestly see Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama defeating Trump, just going on the popularity thing. However, if it's Clinton, I think Trump can still beat her. But I don't think Trump can beat Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama. Because why? The Democrats are very good at giving away free shit. And that's what they're going to promise more. Gavin Newsom, and we've got another subject for him later with his $20 an hour minimum wage. But Gavin Newsom wants to turn what he's doing in California into the whole country. He thinks he is the model of society and the economy. I don't want that. Hell no. And you're talking to a former resident of California. But I tell you what, man, when I lived out there, it wasn't this one-sided left-wing shit. People were pretty middle of the road there and some good folks, man.
That was different times, too.
Well, and you're right. It was 30 years ago.
Different people, right. Different thinking, mm-hmm. People that worked hard and earned everything that they worked for.
Well, California was still wild back then, man.
It was wild, but they had values a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit of morals. I mean, even Florida was wild.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
we've tamed down now, man. We're pretty beach going and Mickey Mouse shit going on down here now, man.
Well, back in the day, Florida was like a Wild West kind of. It was a wild hillbilly state,
right, but not anymore.
No, that all went away.
Yeah,
it's all New Yorkified here.
Yeah. Well, either way, let's definitely talk about the debate. You know, the post part.
Just hope that Trump can really stand his ground. I hope he can really make
he has to keep his cool and don't let CNN get under his skin, because you know that's going to be the play. You know they're going to try to get under his skin to make him look like an asshole.
Listen, Donald, if you're listening, please.
Sure he is. Yeah.
Keep your cool.
Yeah.
And don't say grab him in the pussy. All right.
Yeah. You just grab him by the pussy.
And just, you know, you can say that off the mic. But look, keep your cool. Do a great job. Please hit it home with the points that need to be driven home for the average American people.
Yeah, and then when you get the answer right, you'll just get.
And that's what you're good. Donald, we wish you good luck. Yes. Florida man stories. The stories everybody likes to hear here in Florida. All right, you ready for a Florida man, Chewy?
Yeah, of course, man. I always love Florida man.
Speaking of dang, I got you some ice cream.
Florida man allegedly exposes himself during road rage incident.
Well, why would he expose himself during a road rage incident? What does that do, whipping out your unit?
Well, it makes the other people that are seeing the unit scream and look away in fear. Mr. James Box, 56 years old, was mm-hmm. arrested for a road rage incident in Lake County on Highway 27 in Leesburg.
Mm-hmm.
Box was driving a Kia Optima.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so this Kia Optima he was driving, he swerved at another driver in anger and cut them off.
Mm.
And at one point, Box allegedly threw objects out of his vehicle at the other driver's vehicle.
Oh, boy.
While screaming. Further along down the highway, Box began to charge toward the other driver before pulling up and then pulling down his shorts and exposing his genitals. So the two victims said they screamed and looked away in fear when Mr. Box exposed himself.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And Box, Yeah, and Box, well, the Lake County deputies caught up with Box, and Box was arrested at his home later that afternoon after deputies saw him matching the description from the incident.
It's like, oh, I saw his pee-pee. Well, or did they get a description of his pee-pee?
They got a description of his, like, his shirt, his face, the key up.
But not the pee-pee?
I can't even comment. I mean, there was no description of that.
Well, the left testicle is a little bigger than the right one.
Could have been. Right. Well, Box was released Sunday after posting a $1,000 bond.
Boy, man. Well, that's a good Florida man right there.
216 barrels of rum.
Florida man accused of breaking into ex's home, flushing fish down the toilet after smashing fish tank.
Oh, poor fish, man. Why you got to go screw with the fish?
I don't know.
That's not cool. She
pissed him off, apparently. Yeah,
but the fish didn't do nothing to you.
Well, some women piss you off so bad, you got to break the fish tank.
Well, I'm a freaking hit her eye or something.
A Florida man was arrested after he broke into his ex-girlfriend's home, smashing the fish tank and flushed the fish down the toilet.
Oh, man.
The victim who lived... Excuse me, frogs are in my throat. The victim who lived at the home told deputies that Brett Austin Dahl, 29, broke into the house through the window at 2:30 a.m.
Oh, man. Yeah. A little early morning entry, huh?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of...
Oh, you think he was doing the devil's grass?
Maybe, and attacked her.
Mm-hmm.
And Dahl began to throw a picture from the wall at her, a picture frame at her, and demanded she tell him where his firearm was.
Wow. Wow.
Dahl then pushed her into a closet and began knocking everything off of the kitchen counter, also the TV, breaking the thermostat, breaking two ceiling fans, other dishware, and other household items.
Wow.
So he went on a tangent, bro.
No kidding, man.
He was pissed about this firearm.
On top of the fish.
Yeah. Dahl also smashed the victim's Beta fish tank containing fish.
Mm.
The victim told deputies she heard Dahl flushing the toilet and did not see her fish after that.
Ah, poor fishies, man.
Dahl
not,
then.
Not cool, man. No, not cool.
I mean, what did the fish do to her?
Exactly, man.
So then, I mean, they may have a better life maybe wherever they went.
Uh-huh.
You know, do you ever see that one movie with the little fish from Disney?
Finding Nemo.
Yeah, maybe the fish went to Nemo's land.
I don't know. That's kind of far. That's in Australia, and seeing that we're in Florida.
There might be some pipe that goes underground. You never know.
Some pipe.
Yeah.
Is that hole, if you dig far enough, you'll end up in China?
One time I saw one of those pointy hats that they wear.
Yeah.
Pushed the dirt down and said, heck with that.
Offer you a rice bowl or something?
Yeah. So Dahl then grabbed her phone. He grabbed his ex-girlfriend's phone, took off from the house. As he was leaving, he kicked and shattered her vehicle's headlight and smashed one of the car windows before taking off in his friend's Jaguar.
Wow.
Cape Coral police say Dahl caused nearly $3,370 in damages. He was arrested later that morning and charged with battery, grand theft, criminal mischief, tampering with the victim, animal cruelty. He still remains in custody and awaiting a court date.
Yeah, don't let that guy out.
Jeez, man.
No kidding, man.
That's crazy, man.
That's loco.
Loco. Florida man accused of trying to burglarize a closed bank, walks out empty-handed. This only happens in Florida, folks.
Closed.
If the lights are on, no one's there. There's no money there.
Well, the vault's probably closed.
Exactly.
There's no cash in the teller machine. Either that,
or the vault is open, and the money truck has already came and took off and left.
Yeah. Wow.
You'd have better luck robbing the liquor store.
No kidding, right? Wow.
A Florida man is accused of trying to burglarize a bank while wearing a mask that he purchased at a nearby gas station. A bank security video monitoring system from Wells Fargo Bank on U.S. Highway 1 in Hobie Sound notified deputies of a bank robbery in progress around 7 p.m.
Mm.
The masked man was inside the bank. So Martin County sheriffs responded immediately after being contacted, and they surrounded the bank. After checking for the masked man, he was nowhere to be found in the Wells Fargo bank.
Wow.
Deputies say the alarm company waited approximately an hour to notify the deputies of the masked man. But by the time the deputies were there, he was gone. So there was a delay in notification.
Right.
For some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So the man is identified as 33-year-old Colton Von Honenstein of Hobie Sound. He was caught on gas station video purchasing the mask, which is across the street.
Oh, yeah. So big heist he's going on here. He bought the mask across the street.
Yeah, he had a great idea. I'm going to rob that store. I'm going to rob that bank across the street, so I need a mask.
Yeah. Okay.
So he went across the street where he walked through the bank's unlocked front doors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, folks, listen. Unlocked front doors to Wells Fargo in Hobie Sound.
Wow.
At 7 p.m.
Mm.
Why?
Yeah, somebody didn't do their job.
Somebody cannot focus.
Yeah.
You fucked it up! Exactly. And he started opening drawers and cabinets, but they were empty.
Of course. If protocol has fallen, except for locking the door.
Yeah. And Von Honenstein left the bank empty-handed.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you, man?
The suspect was located and arrested the next afternoon and faces burglary charges as a result. Investigators still do not know why the doors of the bank were left unlocked.
Yeah, no kidding.
And why the security company waited an hour to call the deputies about the robbery in progress.
Sounds like a bunch of losers, man. Dude.
And here's the story of the night. Florida man on the run from police found hiding in a clothes dryer. Sheriff says he was tumble ready. No. Escambia County Sheriff say David Jerome Jackson, 31 years old, was wanted on charges of firing a gun into a dwelling, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and damage to property and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon.
Wow.
From an incident back in March 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So on Friday, deputies received a tip that Jackson was inside a home on Edgewater Drive in Pensacola and issued a warrant to execute at the residence. Deputies searched the entire home for Jackson. After an extensive search, they checked the laundry room and discovered Jackson folded up inside a remarkably small clothes dryer.
Man, I guess he does yoga or something. Huh? He's a contortionist. This guy's a big dude.
He's big, tall.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so one limb at a time as he was pulled out of this dryer, as he clung to the clothes dryer while wearing his Star Wars T-shirt. They said that the static
the
clings
force is with you, young Skywalker.
They said that, you know how
you are not a Jedi yet.
Static cling stuff sticks to you.
Yeah.
He had the bounce dryer thing.
the dryer sheet.
At least he smelled good.
Yeah, he smelled like spring fresh.
Yeah, so they said that he clung to the dryer. He was tumble ready. He hid out in this dryer as he was hiding, and Jackson was arrested and booked into jail on all the above charges. And that is Florida Man.
News items and pop culture. So got a bunch of different like random stuff to talk about here. How about this one here, Pirate? California. 48 Rubio's locations are closing due to the rising cost of doing business. This is a popular fish taco chain called Rubio's, and they will be closing all 48 locations due to the rising cost of doing business, meaning the $20 hour minimum wage. A Rubio spokesperson confirmed to KTLA. It's so funny out west. You know how we have W here for our radio and TV. Out west, it's K. for some reason. I think it's the Mississippi thing or something. That underperformed stores in the Golden State will be shutting down due to current business climate. As many as 24 Rubio locations in Los Angeles will close, along with 13 locations in San Diego and 11 locations in California. I don't remember this place, but apparently it's pretty popular.
Is that a fast food restaurant?
It is. It is a fish taco chain. So, yeah, fast.
It'd be like
fast
you walk food. Up and order and you get a tray and you say, sit down, right?
Yeah.
Or you could take it to go, right?
Yeah. Of course, Rubio made no mention of the California Assembly Bill 1228, which took effect in April and forced companies to pay up fast food workers a minimum wage of $20 an hour. So they're being passive about it. They don't want to slam them
on. What a bunch of dumbasses.
Come on, man.
Look, if your freaking tacos are $6 each, I'm guessing that's what they are. That's expensive for tacos.
Right.
They're probably $6.99, $7.99. If someone comes in and buys one taco and a soda, dude, and the people that are serving and making are making $20 an hour.
Yeah.
You are losing freaking money, dude.
Well, and also the inflation under Joe Biden is causing the fast food prices to soar. And they're not the only one. Arby's and McDonald's are going to start shutting down stores in California.
Well, is that McDonald's?
McDonald's. Well, okay. McDonald's is in a California origin fast food restaurant. It was started out there by the McDonald's brothers back in the 50s.
Yeah, and then they moved to Illinois eventually, yeah.
Well, when Ray Kroc took over the company, he turned it into the corporation it is and moved it to. Even Arby's and McDonald's are shuttering from it.
Well,
so.
I even have a story here.
What you got?
Hooters shutters dozens of underperforming restaurants.
Is here in Florida.
Yeah, and Atlanta Bay Sports Bar chain, which they actually started in Clearwater, Florida.
Right.
Hooters, you know, they are shuttering because they are under pressure from the current market conditions. And not just in California, Chewy.
No, here.
Texas, Bryan, Texas. I don't know. You know, maybe that town is just having problems. Maybe it's competition. Maybe it's the
There's a lot of illegals living there now.
Or maybe it's the type of people.
Oh, I'm sorry, undocumented workers. Newcomers. That's what they want to call them now.
Undocumented criminals, you mean?
Oh yeah,
that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it could be many things. Maybe it's just a part of town where no one wants to work.
Mm-hmm.
There are parts of town where you have people that just would rather sit around.
Well, that one in Lakeland, I heard it sucks. Or it's hard to get to.
South Lakeland, that one.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. It was a snafu there.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Good
snafu. We had a little bit of a. That was a ghost.
You no kidding. That was like. Nothing was disturbing. Yeah, I just caught my iPod before it fell off the table. Neither one of us pirate was touching it, and I noticed how it started.
It just started vibrating off the damn table,
and tilt over. I'm like, what the heck? That was a ghost.
That was weird shit.
So much for my cats doing their job.
But they're saying here, like, closing abruptly, so no plans. Like, people are now losing their jobs, but
and the managers too.
I'm thinking, it probably has to do with. The fact that these government people raised up the wages so quick and then the inflation on food and insurance. And
the economy is not doing as good as MSNBC wants to tell us.
They are lying to you, folks.
Of course they're lying because they don't want Joe Biden to look bad. They don't want and they don't want to say after all these years, inflation was supposed to be transitory. That was 2 years ago now. You know, and I don't know about you, but every time I go to Publix, I get a rude awakening of how inflation has not gone down. When I have to pay my auto insurance, you know, just everything these days costs way too much money.
Let me tell you here, I've got other notes about this. Last month, Red Lobster announced it's auctioning off 50 plus locations across the country, and they filed bankruptcy.
Yeah, because all you can eat shrimp.
When was the last time you ate at TGI Fridays?
Oh, man. Years.
It's a good place.
It is a good place.
It's a good bar food place.
It is. It's another Chili's. It's another Applebee's. You know, I was not against TGI Fridays. You know what I liked at TGI Fridays though? When I was doing keto. Well, I'm doing keto again. They have instead of mashed potatoes, they have a smashed cauliflower.
Yeah.
And they put a lot of butter and salt in it. Dude, it's actually pretty good. And cream.
Yes.
All that is all keto, man. I liked that.
I mean, Olive Garden, every restaurant I see. And excuse me. The thing that I'm wondering is it partly because maybe many years back or for many decades, we had a great economy and did these restaurants over construct restaurants?
Mm-hmm.
You know, parts of America built up quickly.
Well,
during the good times.
Well, that and a lot of people right now are just not spending the money that they used to because things are tight no matter what. Again, MSNBC wants to tell us that the economy is running great. It's not running great. Even Disney is feeling the sting. Park attendance is down this summer, which, you know, historically is up because people travel to go on summer vacations and stuff. Not everybody can afford to go on summer vacations this year.
Oh, no.
So I at a sheer curiosity on Sunday, I still have the app. I still have an account with them, even though I don't have passes anymore. But I can still go on my app and look at wait times on rides. Pirates of the Caribbean at noon on Sunday, 15 minutes.
That's good.
It's great, which is almost unheard of. A couple of years ago?
Hours.
Oh, yeah. It would be two, 3 hours.
Well, maybe it's a good time to go, I guess, if you're into that.
Maybe. But maybe. Right now, I don't want to give Disney my money.
It's always good to go to something when you're at the bottom of it.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. But
we could be quite possibly at the bottom of the economy. We're getting there.
Well, we could be at the bottom, which if you want to stay positive about it, meaning, well, their only place to go at this point is up.
Well, let's face it. This is a lame duck year. It's been a lame duck 4 years.
It has been a lame duck 4 years.
And businesses are like Hooters and this TGI Fridays and your restaurant, Rubio, all these places
are hurting,
struggling to keep alive. Mm-hmm. Whether they've got 5 locations or 50, they've got workers working there. They've got to turn a dollar. They've got to pay the bills. And when the bills got higher and the payroll got higher, it and food went up, it just made things more difficult to keep. And you got to run a profit.
Right, and we all lose from it.
We're all losing.
Yep.
We're losing big time.
Yeah.
Big time, dude.
Well, how about this one here?
Hit it.
Nancy Pelosi rants on MSNBC. She dismissed an explosive new video admitting she's responsible for the lack of the National Guard on January 6th. In a recent MSNBC interview, former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi dismissed the explosive new video that revealed her admitting she refused to secure the Capitol on January 6th. The Gateway pundit reported earlier that as Pelosi fled the Capitol amid the chaos, she grilled her top staffer regarding the situation. She said, quote, "We have a responsibility, Terry. We do not have any accountability on what's going on there, and we should have," end quote, Pelosi said. She said, "You're going to ask me in the middle of this thing when they're already breached an inaugural staff, should we call the National Guard?" Pelosi asked her chief of staff, Terry McCullough, while being escorted to Fort McNair, "Why aren't the National Guards there to begin with?" During her appearance on MSNBC, Pelosi was quick to brand the video as revisionist history, insisting that the real blame lies with the former President Trump and his supporters. So she was responsible as the Speaker of the House for security that day. And now they find this video, conveniently 3 years later,
right,
that she admitted that she didn't have proper security there. But she goes on MSNBC again, MSDNC, you might as well just call it MSDNC, and it's talking about revisionist history. So even on a cell phone video, when these are her own words, she can't even still be honest about it and say, you know what, I screwed up. I should have had more security there. That was crazy. All these people were trespassing and everything. Well, you know, or the insurrection, as they like to call it.
Remember that they pulled up in her driveway and attacked them before.
Hmm.
She's had people attack her at her home.
Yeah, well, somebody dropped some shit on her driveway.
Yeah, I mean,
but that's now.
This lady.
That's now. We're talking 3 years ago. No, that lady is as corrupt can be. She is evil. She is an 82-year-old woman who's gotten rich off of being a congresswoman. And they say she was powerful. Well, she was effective of getting things pushed through. She got Obamacare put through. That was agree with it or not, it was a historic landmark bill to get signed into the law of the land.
Actually, that Obamacare, it deserves that boom, 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 boom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It's exactly what it is.
It is a big joke. You know what?
Even caught red-handed, she can't admit it.
You did your duty for the United States.
Go retire.
Please retire and be quiet.
Nope. She is drunk on power. That's why at 80.
Go away.
Well, her constituents vote for her. She's a San Francisco lady. So they vote for her. So as long as she keeps running, because, you know, Congress got to run every 2 years. Think about it. Every 2 years for the last 30 years, these idiots keep voting for her.
Listen, people in San Francisco, how about this? Let's get someone new in there.
Yeah.
Let's try something out different. You ever been to the donut store? They got a lot of freaking donuts in that case.
Try out something different.
Quit getting the stupid glazed donut, you dumb shits. Get one that has strawberries with peanuts on it or something. Let's do something different.
Or Bavarian cream.
Let's do lemon cream. Let's do powdered with freaking Cocoa Puffs glued to it.
How about chocolate?
Just get a chocolate frosted one.
Yeah, man. That's my favorite one at Dunkin', the chocolate frosted.
How about let's just do something god dang different for once, man?
Nope, not them.
Quit voting this, I'll punch this one because I know that name. No, let's try something new.
Yeah, well, I don't know who runs against her, but apparently nobody's challenged her well enough. Joey Chestnut and Takeru Kobayashi are going to compete in a Netflix competition for eating. After organizer for Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest said Joey Chestnut wouldn't compete this year due to a deal with a rival brand, Netflix swiftly announced a new hot dog eating competition that will feature Chestnut and his fierce rival Kobayashi. That's a damn shame. I watch it every year.
I like the Coney Island with the Nathan's hot dogs.
Right.
Coney the guy with the cheesy hat. Straw hat.
Well, he looks like he's a dude out of the 1920s.
He looks like Orville Redenbacher's brother.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised he doesn't like go, hear ye, hear ye.
Yeah.
You know, you're like sounding like old school America, whatever. Right,
yeah.
Right. I enjoy the Nathan's hot dog eating competition.
Yeah, that's part of Americana and nostalgia.
Right. And it's a damn shame that Joey Chestnut will not be able to compete this year. You know, so
We're probably going to enjoy it.
Well, I'm still going to watch it, so that means we're going to get crowned a new champion. But I guarantee you, whoever wins this hot dog eating contest ain't going to get 78 hot dogs like Joey Chestnut.
No.
You know, but that Mickey lady on the women's side, she's a local lady here. She's in Pinellas County, Pinellas Park, matter of fact.
Is that Pinellas County?
Pinellas. Uh-huh. Yeah, she's been winning for the last several years.
And I like how she has that rhythm going when she's eating it.
She's a tiny lady, man.
She gets some hot dogs in her, man.
Yeah, but she's a fitness lady on top of that, so maybe that helps her. But yeah, so I guess we're going to have two different.
So they're probably not going to eat Nathan's this time.
No, they'll probably eat something else. Let me see here. They got anything here? No, they're just doing this Netflix special.
You think they'll eat like Publix hot dogs or Winn-Dixie hot dogs?
But the mayor of New York says, "Come on, give the guy a break. Let him in the competition." But
well, they want all the press to come in there when he's there. He gets all the press, dude.
Yeah, well, not even press, just even the crowds, man.
The crowds want to see his ass.
Hot dog eating competition.
Like almost 80 hot dogs. That's a lot of pack of hot dogs, man.
Yeah. How about this one here? Wawa opens its first Florida drive-thru location in Largo.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Drive-thru. A drive-thru at Wawa. That's weird, man.
Dude, you dumbasses. Go inside and go get your stupid sandwich. Come on, man.
Yeah, Wawa opened its first Florida drive-thru convenience store and only its third in the country.
I mean, can I get a Mountain Dew, Snickers bar, and can I get a pack of cigarettes?
Yeah. Well, you know what this is again? Beverage Castle.
It is the beverage barn all day long.
Yeah, it's like they're bringing back the Beverage Castle.
I mean, I used to like it. I used to go to one in where I lived.
Yeah, but I wonder if it's just food, though. I don't think you'll be able to order, like, beer or anything like that. I think it's just food.
Well, when I went to the I used to go to one called Mr. Lowball.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I would drive through after work. It was great. I'd pull in with my arm hanging out the pickup truck. Let me get a 12-pack of Rolling Rock, a gallon of milk, loaf of bread.
Uh-huh.
You know, give me two bags of chips and give me two lottery tickets.
Yeah, man.
I give the guy cash. Yeah. Pay him. He'd be sitting there smoking a cigarette.
Uh-huh.
He'd have a TV on.
Yep. Yeah, they're just sitting there watching TV.
They're just chilling, and, you know, there'd be
What an easy job, right?
Yeah, and they would hand me, they'd have like a go-getter. He'd run and get the shit, and
I'd
be on my way. It was a blessed, I would be in and out, like I didn't have to get out. I mean, I get the convenience, but at Wawa, usually you pump gas, you.
Well, remember even like Beverage Castle Farm Store was the same way. You didn't have to get out of your car at a lot of farm stores.
They had a few of them. Yeah, I remember.
You know, we still have one in Tampa.
I've seen them in.
It's different. Off of Bayshore.
Yeah.
And they're still in the state, but something about the Tampa area, the franchise, it fell apart because, you know, they had some of the best milk, best ice cream. I'm an eggnog junkie. I tell you so since I was doing the keto, I had like that much of a sip this year for eggnog. So this last Christmas. So for me, it was kind of like, oh man, I'm really dedicated to doing this keto for only taking a sip. However, this Christmas, I am going to drive to this farm store out off of Bayshore and get some of their exclusive eggnog. I'm having eggnog this year.
I might ask you to pick me up a bottle of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I am having eggnog this year.
Because, I like eggnog.
Because now I'm in maintenance mode. I haven't reached my goal weight, but now I should say I'm in maintenance mode. I'm getting to the point where I have to start doing a couple more cheat meals because it resets your system. And then you can get right back on it and get back to the weight loss again.
Chewbacca, I'm always in maintenance mode.
How about this one for funny here? Talk about transgenderism biting you in the ass. Boys, listen to this headline. Boys take track and field title from girls in 5 states. Boys across 6 states have left girls in the dust and taken track and field titles and other placing positions from them, despite being a tiny percentage of the high school athletes. The 5 boys who claim to identify as girls have won titles in Connecticut, New Hampshire, Maine, Oregon, Washington, according to the Washington Times. 3 other boys who competed but did not place first also took spots away from the girls in the events of Connecticut, Hawaii, and Washington. So you know why they're doing this?
I think they're imposters.
They are. Well, they're imposturing imposters. So they're doing this just to pull a point that you can just declare that you're a girl and these states that they went to allow it just like that, just because you declare it. It's not even about you're not an actual girl anymore. You feel you're a girl. They accept you as a girl.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. But this is biting them in the ass because now boys are winning these girls' competitions.
That's not fair to those girls that work hard.
Oh yeah, exactly. Also this year, girls in West Virginia mounted a protest against trans inclusion in women and girls sports in April when a group of female shot putters stepped out in protest of having to compete against a trans throwing boy. Guess who won that day? He did.
Of course. Because he was a boy at one time.
Well, but all the other girls backed out. They didn't even compete against them. They're like, nope.
So it was uncontested. Uncontested.
Yeah. The girls were told by their school district that they could not compete in the next tournament, prompting West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey to file suit on their behalf. Good for them. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
How about this one here? New York looks to ban face masks from the COVID-19 day. So now we have gone full circle. When mask mandates went into effect during the pandemic, pushback came across critics who not only questioned their effectiveness, but also discussed the security implications of normalizing the conceding of one's identity. It became a public safety issue that now even Democrats can't ignore. In New York, Democrat Kathy Hochul, idiot, is considered a ban on face masks in New York City subways due to the rise in anti-Semitic acts. As a sweeping press conference on public safety, Hochul stated by addressing 2 recent incidents that have targeted Jewish New Yorkers. The governor pointed to the vandalism at the house of the Brooklyn Museum director and reported a train incident the night prior where a group of Don masks took over a subway car, scaring riders and chanting things about Hitler and wiping out Jews. So now they want to ban masks. Can these people make up their mind? I remember we didn't need a mask, and we're talking COVID a little bit here, but we didn't need a mask. Then you need a mask. Then you need a double mask. And now this is no different than a bandit. They cover their face, right? That's what bandits do. Well, they figured out really quickly that, you know, wearing a face mask, it's hard for the security cameras to identify who you really are. I found out in New York City, remember all those Colombian protesters? Alvin Bragg is letting the majority of these people off. Well, he can't even prosecute them because they were wearing those hijab.
Sure, they're all turbans.
Their faces were all covered up. So he said, how can I prosecute somebody when I can't identify them?
Yeah, those people are smart. They know to come covered all up.
Well, they know how to play.
They know there's cameras. They know that. And you know what? You know, who are they thinking? I mean, what are they thinking? Like, do you think the bandits are going to listen and say, oh, we're not allowed to wear masks anymore? Well,
look at her tough words here. She said, Hochul said hiding behind masks to carry out criminal behavior will not be tolerated. My team is working on a solution, but on a subway, people should not be able to hide behind a mask to commit crime, she said.
That's not going to intimidate anybody.
But you idiots forced us to wear masks at one time, especially in a state like New York. They took it too far and kept the restrictions on too long. Remember, you had to have vax cards, go to restaurants and shit. Luckily, we didn't have to do that shit around here. But there are other states where, unless you were worthy, could you go into a restaurant because you had to prove you got the shot.
Oh, that just hurt restaurant business, too.
Well, a lot of restaurants shut down because of, as a result of that, man. You know? So, yeah, I just think it's funny now. Something that they mandated is now biting them in the ass. And you know what? Even around here, I don't see it that often. But I saw an employee today, and this ain't the first time. I think she's a germaphobe. She's always wearing a mask at work, man. I'm like, oh, my God, man.
I see a mask about once or twice a week. I see people driving with them still.
There's still a guy at my gym who walks in with a mask. And I'm talking just a cloth paper mask. You know, just it's just like, you're at the gym, which is already has a reputation of being looks clean, but can get dirty. Like you can get MRSA, that skin thing. But dude's coming to the gym. So, you know, why don't you just stay home if you're worried about it? Cause that mask ain't doing shit is what it comes down to. All it is a security blanket that doesn't offer anything more than maybe you think up here. It's doing something.
I think a lot of people have up here problems.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, that's pretty funny. So, yeah, they want to ban masks again.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan, the wrestler, he says, I've got a stance on potential run for office. I know right from wrong, brother.
I kind of heard that. Didn't you bring that up to me last week or something?
Yeah, he says, yeah, I'd throw my hat into the presidential ring. And he was talking to Fox and Friends, you know, he was on their show, but reason he was on the show, and I'm not even caring that he's trying to run for president because I'm sure that's just a long shot, is that he said, I had this crazy idea, you know, because of what happened to Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, man, you know, they had that promotion and it crashed and burned. And he said, I saw this crazy open lane and it just reminded me of what needed to be done in this country. And so what he did is he started the Real American Beer here. The Real American Beer. See the picture of him?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
I like the can. It's all patriotic.
Yeah, it's got him on there holding a big old flag, American flag. He's all.
Well, that's actually an old picture of him. It's actually a drawing of him from the 80s. I remember that. It was in a poster.
Yeah, I remember that picture.
So he must have got a hold of the permissions or something, or already always had the rights to his likeness and is using that on the beer can now. That's cool.
Yeah, he's just saying that, you know, everybody is much more alike than we are different. And he says, look, everybody's into beer and, you know, we this is bigger than politics. And, you know, he says, look, I'm my whole inspiration behind this beer company is that Republicans and Democrats of all walks of life, they do like beer.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted to create something that he thought would bring America back together. One beer at a time. And at one time, Republicans and Democrats alike drank Bud Light beer.
And I would drink a Bud Light again, man.
Yeah.
The protest is over.
Protest is over.
Anheuser-Busch lost billions of dollars. They got the message. They became woke in a positive manner that awakened that you can't piss off your base and expect, you know, no repercussions by that. And they fired that marketing lady.
Sure.
She's out of a job. I'm sure there are other people that they didn't announce got fired as well. So it's time to move on because we've talked about this before, Pirate. You know I love me a Bud Light Lime, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a good beer, man.
Those are good on a hot day after especially mowing the lawn or something.
Or when we go play golf, whenever that is.
You know, that could be coming up soon.
But, you know, it's you know, but luckily there's alternatives because I do like the Mick Ultra Lime Cactus, which I'd lean towards more anyway since I'm doing the low-carb thing. Because Bud Light is not low-carb. It is lower carb, but it's not low-carb.
It's good.
Yeah, well, I don't mind Bud Light. But you know what it is? You know what it is with Bud Light, though? I prefer to drink a Bud Heavy if I'm going to drink a Bud Light. I like Budweiser. I like the King of Beers, man. I like it's good. It's a lager.
Yeah, it's a good flavor. They're all good. I'm not saying it's a
good flavor. Exactly. Good. I don't have no problem with drinking Bud.
Listen to about Brothers here. Brothers said the real American beer was launched last week.
Uh-huh.
It's distributed in 17 states this year.
Nice.
It'll be launched at certain retail stores like Sam's Club, Total Wine and More, good. Walmart. He goes, keep a lookout for real American beer.
Hopefully Florida's included on that.
Yes. Well, he's from Florida.
Yes. Well, he lives out in Pinellas.
He does live in Pinellas County. Yep. He lives over in
Indian Rocks.
Indian Rocks.
I think he got to keep his mansion after his divorce. That was part of the settlement.
Yeah. Yeah. He lives on the brink of Bel Air Bluffs and Indian Rocks.
That's right, Bel Air. Because Tom Brady lived out there, and they were talking about how he became neighbors with them or something like that.
Bel Air Bluffs.
They're only like a couple houses down from each other.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I like Hulkster, man, Terry.
Oh, he's a good my dude. Brother, man. Brother.
Yeah, brother. He's Americana himself, man.
He is. I got another story.
Yeah?
Did you hear about the UFO whistleblower?
No. I think you brought this up to me in show prep, and I was like, nah, blown away by this.
So there's a few of them that are being threatened, and they're needing protection currently.
Yeah, why do they need? What did they blow the whistle?
I guess they have a secretive unit that studied UFOs,
okay.
And I guess they have a lot of information about unidentified anomalous phenomena.
Uh-huh.
And they were associated with the government. And he says, look, I want to make this clear to the American people. I am not prone to accidents. I'm not suicidal. I'm not abusing drugs. I'm not engaged in illicit activities. And he goes, you know, if something happens to me or my family members in the future, you know what happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, there is a lawmaker that's trying to, in Tennessee, he's trying to push for full UFO disclosure.
You know,
and that's the thing, man.
It's a fascinating subject, man.
It is. And why don't we know the truth about this shit, dude?
Because the conspiracy, and this is all conspiracy,
yes.
is that...
Does it kill the conspiracy industry? Is that what it does?
Well, it's not just that. The conspiracy being is that our government covers it up because they were able to reverse engineer or even use some of the technology that we so-called got from these aliens.
Yeah.
And then it could be used as weapons or surveillance or something that gets us in technology to what we have now, the conspiracy of it. Plus, I think a lot of people would have a hard time even to this day accepting that we're not the only intelligent beings in this universe. Now, mathematically, and I'm not a mathematician, but I use that term because it is math. Mathematically, it would be almost arrogant of you to say that we are the only people or intelligent people in this vast universe that we live in. And a lot of it has to do with the biblical or the arrogance of human in itself that we believe we are the center of the universe at one time, or we are the center of the solar system, and that God only created us and that's it. But it's also very short-sighted as well. So that's why a lot of people would have a hard time accepting that if there was proof of aliens, you know, intelligent beings from, you know, millions of light years away that were somehow able to travel here. Cause in our current physics, it's impossible.
No, we don't have no ships that can do that.
Well, it's impossible. You have to break the light speed barrier And the amount of energy it would take to do that is astronomical, but we don't have that kind of capability right
now. Oh, dude, we're still trying to blow off to the moon and Mars, man. We're trying to
get back there 50 years later. Can you believe it's been 50 years since we've been to the moon? And you got to wonder why the wait? But a lot of it was, again, it was a lot of money to go to the moon. And now we want to get back there. Elon wants to take us to Mars. You know,
computers have helped.
Oh, yeah. Computers helped out big time.
Technology has helped. The economies have been up and down over several different years. Remember, the 90s were kind of sucky. The 80s was kind of up and down. I mean, but here, you know, the thing is they're saying that, you know, the report that was done that these guys did, they said that it was concluded that there was no evidence of aliens, alien technology, or secret run engineering programs.
But isn't that the standard cover up?
Yes, and it says
to deny.
Yeah, and it says right here, it was met with sharp backlash from the experts and scientists and lawmakers who said the 63-page report was incomplete and filled with many holes.
Yeah.
So there's pages ripped from it.
Mm-hmm. Or pages are missing.
Or stuff knows. Was deleted or whited out.
Yeah, somebody knows something and they're not being honest about it.
And they're saying, and these people are saying that the historical review is an attempt to rewrite history and obscure the basic fundamental facts about UFO phenomena.
I believe it. I do. I'm not a conspiracy theorist when it comes to it. I just think like I said before, it's arrogant to think that we're the only intelligent beings in this universe. No fucking way.
Look, I just want the government to be transparent about this.
Oh, well, good luck with
that. I really want to know.
Good luck with that. We got a president that can't even do three sentences without messing
up. He can't even be transparent about where he put his Corvette or the paperwork that was in his garage.
Right, or he's shitting his pants in public, you know. I mean, it just, and we're going to get UFO information out of him. Please.
No, we're not. We are not. So, Chewy, I see you went to a concert this weekend and you saw the Chili Peppers.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers. And also, Mr. Ice Cube opened for the Red Hot Chili
Peppers. Ice Cube opened, dude?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Oh, my God.
There was no information on the website of who's opening for him. So I got to the fairgrounds around 5 o'clock and my goal was to tailgate a little bit and hang out and just talk to random folks and struck up a conversation with these guys next to me. And we did a little bit of the Devil's Grass cause that's part of going to a concert, I guess.
Right.
And then I asked him, I was like, hey, do you guys know who's opening for him? He was like, Ice Cube. I was like, no shit. Well, that's cool. So I felt I got a bit of a bonus out of it because I'd never seen Ice Cube before.
Did he rap It Was a Good Day and Boys in the Hood? And
Yeah, he did. He did his stuff. He did Run DMC, NWA. And he, it was cool, man. It was like, and plus, see, the thing is, I know him more now as the actor instead of the musician. He always has been a musician.
I just
never got too much into his solo stuff. I loved NWA.
Yeah, I did.
So I knew a lot of NWA.
Did they have like a DJ there and everything?
Yeah, they had a DJ.
Man, they were scratching and all that.
So it was just a DJ and then another guy who's backing them up, you know, yo, you know, the guy who gets to say yo the whole thing.
I mean, he could say it.
Yeah. But he was cool. He talked to the crowd as well. And I could tell he's an older gentleman. So he must be one of Mr. Cube's, you know, original friends from back in the 90s and stuff like that. And I know Ice Cube's been around for a while, but when he talked to the crowd, he said he did his first record with Dr. Dre at 16 years old.
They were young, bro.
I didn't know they were that young.
Yeah,
man. But he did a good job, man. They did. And then the thing is with Ice Cube and Red Hot Chili Peppers, they're both Los Angeles based bands. So that would kind of, hey, you guys want to go on tour together? And it was so different because you had gangster rap along with funk rock afterwards. And even though this was only my second rap concert, because I seen LL Cool J, it was funny that most of the crowd was white.
Well, I mean, we could appreciate that music. It doesn't have to be a color for that music.
I would have thought more brothers would have shown up to see Mr. Cube.
Well, maybe it wasn't Was it highly advertised? Because I had
that's the thing. I didn't know who was opening until I went to the show. I was there to see the Chili Peppers.
I kept hearing on the local rock station because I listened to terrestrial radio. It's my favorite. And
yeah,
they were talking on the station here, like, "Hey, Red Hot Chili Peppers, we're giving away tickets." They didn't say, "Hey, Ice Cube's playing too." They didn't say nothing.
Yeah, they didn't. It was I think what I heard is that they rotate their acts, their opening acts.
Sure,
and
sure.
This happened to be Mr.
Maybe Cube's. He had an open weekend. They said, "Come on."
Yeah, and this happened to be Mr. Cube's turn. And what was cool is before he came out on stage, they started playing the music louder, and they did play Jump. Was it Cypress Hill or no? Who's
is it? Jump.
Yeah,
the Crisscross people.
Not Crisscross. Who was the other one?
You talk about Cypress Hill.
Cypress Hill's Jump.
Yeah.
So to hear that on concert speakers, man, that shit sounded good.
Oh, is it bassing and everything?
Oh my God, you know that riff?
Yeah,
dude, it sounded fucking awesome.
Nice.
at the concert. And yeah, man. And then so Cube came out and he did about hour and 15 minutes, not too long. And I knew some of his songs. I'm not saying I'm the biggest, like I said, I know more of his, the actor than the
oh, really?
The music
artist. I know a lot of his music.
Yeah, well, I know his NWA shit.
Yeah.
But then the Chili Peppers were after him. And this was my first time seeing the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It was a bucket list band for me. Highly impressed, man. Flea came out onto the stage, like they all came out together, and of course the crowd's going nuts. Flea goes right into a walking handstand and then pops back, and then his bass technician puts the strap over him, and then he just starts playing. And I'm like, this guy is 60 years old, still acting like a kid. Awesome. Same. And both him and Anthony Kiedis were shirtless. And then I don't know the guitar player guy, but Chad Smith, who's on drums, was just wearing a cutoff shirt.
Oh, they're always like that.
But he looks like Will Ferrell, though. He's so funny. He looks just like Will Ferrell. But musically, so good live. Anthony sounded awesome. Flea's bass is ridiculous. Like, again, I feel bad. I don't know the lead guitarist's name. I know Bad Fan. But just all together, and they would jam between songs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like they were just in the, just be talking to, "Hey man, do that one again. I like that one," you know, and just him and Flea. And they actually opened just musicians, just the three guys. And then Anthony Kiedis came out
for the
second song. And then, you know, finished.
Did they do show. Give it away.
That's what they finished with.
Oh,
that was the encore, man. But they played all the hits, man. I knew there was only one song I didn't know, but the rest of them, I knew every song. I'm like, cool, man. And the crowd was into it. Sold out, man. 20 plus thousand people at the amphitheater again, man. Had a ball, man. And
well, that's really great.
There's some other shows off mic I'll talk to you about if you're interested that I'm looking at. But there's some more shows that are coming I want to see. I like going to the amphitheater because for $120, you can get decent seats under the cover. Oh, it rained too. So all those people out in the lawn,
they were wet.
They got wet.
You can't bring umbrellas.
Nope, you can't, because you're going to block the view behind you. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna wrap up the show with the song of the week. And of course, I'm going to pick a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. And it is called Californication.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah,
from their 1999 record, Californication. So
that's a great song.
But no, they did play that song too, man. I was like. Awesome, man. Hard to believe 1999, man. I think 1999, I think of Prince, you know, we're going to party like it's 1999, but we did.
We had a great New Year's party that year.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I recorded it.
Yeah, we didn't have the capability then.
Well, none of us had cameras. You had to go spend $2,000 on a Sony camcorder. None of us were willing to spend that kind of money.
I think I had one, but it just wasn't my focus in those days.
It wasn't mine either. I borrowed one here and there. I think I eventually bought one, but it was after that party. I did buy a digital 8 camera. So even though it was digital, it was still recorded on an analog tape.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of those 8s, high 8s, super 8s. High 8s,
yeah. This one was called Digi 8.
Yeah,
Sony.
And you know, we never recorded stuff like we do now.
We took pictures here and there, But yeah. Now, you know, every party, man, I'm going to film it.
Yeah, yeah. We never did like...
Well, even when we golf, when we go bowling, you know me, man, I got to record this stuff. It's memories.
Yeah, yeah. We should have, like, when we went to, like, the racetrack that one time.
I know, the Indy 200 you took me to.
We should have took a picture in front of the cars, you know?
I don't think any of us brought cameras.
I didn't even think to do that back in the... You know, nowadays with cell phones and all that, you got it. You're like, oh, let's take a picture.
Yeah, it's on you. Why not?
But I always forget, like, to say, oh, grab a camera or grab a video camera. Right. If you got this stupid phone now.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
Isn't that something else?
I know, right? I know. It's crazy. So, yeah.
All right, well, Californication and Chewy, any last departing words?
It's good to be back on the show here. I'm queuing up the music here because saves me more editing. I don't have to record it later.
Awesome.
Other than putting in the clown music later.
Yeah. Sorry.
Circuit music. Yeah. We'll definitely talk about the debate for the next show. And if you got any suggestions or feedback on the show, please send us an email at akebonoradio@gmail.com. We are all over the road with Pirate and Chewbacca. We are at www.akebonoradio.com. We are on Twitter or X. I still don't know what to call it. And we do have a Facebook page too. Just search for All Over the Road with Pirate and Chewbacca. And then anytime we do have a new show, it'll be posted out there. And all it does is link you to our website. I don't actually have it on Facebook or anything like that. Everything leads back to the website.
Shout out to all the pirate fans out there. And now you have heard the rest of the story. Good night.
And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It's the edge of the world in all of Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood.